Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Hey everybody, it's Clarissa here. I am just so thrilled with that. I think that's the cutest thing in the world. And it takes a little bit of behind the scenes doing to do, but I just think it adds that little something, something to the show that I just absolutely love. All right, we are in the limelight yet again with another extraordinary entrepreneur. And she is a doctor. She's a holistic doctor with a holistic practice. And we're going to get into some pretty amazing conversation with her. But before we bring her on, I do want to remind you that you can listen to this, this interview on my podcast, which you can find at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Podbean. And the videos you get apart from YouTube, you know, where they've always been there, but we are now on Roku, Amazon Fire, Google Play, Daily Motion, and Apple TV as well. So not only, but those are the main, and we're really thrilled about that. Excited also that the In the Limelight magazine, which is In the Limelight, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur, with my good friend Orazio Pagani, who is a supercar maker and a hypercar maker out of Italy. You'll be able to see that not only on clarissaburt.com, but you're going to be able to see it now on pressreader.com. So get over there and read the magazine. We've got a new drop coming on March 1st, which makes things very exciting. And what else have we got? I do want to remind you also about mynewsdesk.com. I mean, I'm putting out some really great news releases, PR releases. This is the way to access thousands of journalists and also monitor billions of sources. Yes, I said that with a B, of sources that are important for you. I mean, you want to get your business under the eyes of all the press possible, right? That's kind of, you know, the way we like to help, you know, you all promote. And I can't tell you how mynewsdesk.com has changed the trajectory of my business, PR releases, news releases, all kinds of stuff you can put out and be found by the media. So get over there and do that, won't you? I'm going to bring her on now. We're going to be talking about, as I said before, holistic medicine. Dr. Erica Steele is with us, coming in from Virginia.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Dr. Erica, tell me how you doing. I know we've been trying times for doctors and those in the medical field.
Yes, exactly. And I always like to say that I'm in the healthcare field instead of the medical field.
All right. Healthcare will do then. We will take
it. Yeah, for sure. Just because, you know, medical, it's, you think more of like an allopathic doctor. You think more of diagnose and manage. You think about like, you know, heroic measure at all costs. I'm going to save the life, more of like an ER or a Grey's Anatomy kind of situation. And I just watched
that message well received. Thanks for that. Okay. We'll call it holistic then. There we are. It's holistic medicine. How have things been going? Give us a little bit of a background on what your practice has looked like in the last year and what has changed, if anything.
Yeah, well, I have a public health degree. So I think, you know, I almost feel like I'm prepared for, you know, situations like this, right? And so when it initially transpired and we kind of got information, oh, there's a new virus, you know, I really took it extremely cautiously, extremely seriously, especially because we're so data driven in naturopathy and also in functional medicine. We're so data driven. So we didn't have data in the beginning. And then looking at the high risk patients, those people that have cardiometabolic conditions, making sure that they were very immunologically supported. I actually had gotten COVID before they even had a test for COVID. And so because I had worked with a couple patients that actually had it. And so really at the very beginning. And so when I got it super mild, my immune system's really, really strong. So, and I monitor it consistently, but then going through the channels of, you know, quarantining the office and the 14 days and the whole thing and kind of really turning my life, if you will, upside down. Now, I'm a private doctor, which means I'm a concierge doctor. So patients have my cell phone. And so the level of panic and fear and, oh my God, I mean, I was working like 100 hours a week. Quick, funny story. So, you know, working 100 hours a week, just trying to ease people's concerns. Of course, like, you know, I wasn't super sick, but, you know, just labored breathing kind of thing. And then, you know, trying to get my office quarantined and get, you know, and I did it because of my public health background. I did it like legit. Right. And so, I ordered from Whole Foods because, you know, at the time it's like, you don't go, you know, don't go out in public, don't go to, you know, the grocery stores, you know, you want to be very ethical and responsible. So, you know, and just being exhausted. I mean, literally I have my like scrubs on my couch, like I'm like done toast, right? Like, you know, pull me up. And so I ordered orange juice and champagne from Whole Foods to have it delivered to my house, right? Just like mimosa breakfast, like I was going to try to pull it together. And this is kind of how I knew I was at burnout, because I got the champagne, but they were out of orange juice and they replaced it with rolls.
Oh no.
Yeah. And I remember calling Amazon delivery and crying. Literally crying on the phone. I mean, the lady was like, I'm so sorry, I'll refund the whole order. I mean, just burnout and exhaustion from serving so many people and trying to help be that buffer between, you know, what data was coming out and what we were getting from all over the country from different doctors and the public concern. So naturally, way past that, right? We now have a lot more data. We have a lot more understanding. And now it's a totally different animal than it was, you know, a year and a half ago.
Well, it's interesting you say we have a lot more understanding when, you know, I take a look at it and I don't understand a damn thing, because this, you know, the information coming at us is coming from the right, the left, the center, up and down, and it's all around. And it's really hard to put together an intelligent, you know, compendium, if you will, of like, what is really the whole thing. You said something about before that I thought was really, really, really pertinent, and it would help a lot of us to know. You said, I keep my immune system really, really strong and I check it. How do you keep it strong and how do you check an immune system?
Yeah. So the first thing to recognize is the majority of the immune system is housed in your digestive tract. Hippocrates, the father of Western medicine, all diseases begin in the gut. That is, that remains to be true. And so what I eat, right? So I eat a high protein, mid-range carb, low fat diet, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what works for my genetics. So I've done all my genetic panels, et cetera. I also run all of my lab work every 3 months. And because of my specialized training in biochemistry, I know what I'm looking for. So very different than, let's say, an allopathic doctor who's going to run a lab and look for like the big stuff, right? Like, you know, you're still alive, so you're good. I'm a health doctor, so I'm going to look for the state of the health. So I'm going to look at a CBC with differential and say, oh, is there a chronic bacterial infection? Is there a chronic viral infection? I'm going to look at a CMP and go, how's the liver going? How's the kidneys going? You know, how are the electrolytes going in the system? Right. And so I want to make sure that I'm building the health of the body, right? And so I do use supplementation, but I don't use it to replace a healthy diet, quite frankly. I keep my diet healthy. Food is medicine. I definitely, it doesn't mean I'm perfect. I have one cheat meal a week. And I enjoy that cheat meal and I just allow myself that freedom. But overall, I'm really very structured in my diet. And so, because I understand that food is fuel. And then I supplement to make sure that I'm digesting and assimilating well, make sure my liver is functioning well, make sure that if I want to detox my organs, because really, in essence, disease or illness happens mainly for two reasons. I'm going to be very simple. It's decreased nutrients and increased toxins. Builds disease or imbalance in health. And so I'm thinking from it from that perspective and working with my lab work to ensure that, you know, I'm monitoring things.
Absolutely. Yeah. I also know wanted to note that you know, ever so kindly offered a complimentary 15-minute consultation with you, which is awesome. How can people get in touch with you for that?
Yeah. So they can either call my office or go to the website, holisticfamilypracticeva.com. There's little boxes all over the place. They can book that appointment as well as call or even text our office. And my one of my assistants will assist them with that.
So, you know, we speak to entrepreneurs a lot here, solopreneurs and entrepreneurs. And certainly there's been an and you well know, we just got done talking about, you know, about your having to deal with a whole bunch of stress yourself as this onslaught of the virus came around. But entrepreneurs really, and the people that lost their, you know, their jobs who are now turning to entrepreneurialism, are so stressed.
Yeah.
The politics, the economy, the virus. I mean, Americans, I don't know how much more they, honestly, I don't know how much. I mean, we're extremely resilient. And I say this, you know, just to say, I don't know how much more we can really take. We'll take it and we'll be just fine. But how much more can we really take? How can you, what do you suggest to people that people do and or take to help them through all these really stressful times?
Yeah, truly. Well, I think the important thing too is sometimes you need to take a break from all the external stimulus, right? And going back to the basics, maybe, you know, going for a walk outside, going on a hike in the woods, going to the beach. I mean, I live right on the beach. So, you know, I'm grateful that I have there, right? But going out in nature, because all those electromagnetic frequencies, and not that you're like forgetting, you know, what's going on, but that you need to take a break from it, because that sustained stress is going to send the adrenal system, is going to send the epinephrine, norepinephrine, cortisol. It's just going to keep you in that constant fight or flight state, especially when the majority of messages out there are be afraid
and don't be worried.
Be afraid, be worried, be hypervigilant.
Don't trust anyone.
Don't sleep.
Lock your doors.
Lock your doors. Wear 5 masks and, you know, don't
buy a bunch of bullets. You know, or, you know, make sure you stock your water. You're going to need 3 years worth of water. You know, I mean, I don't know, you know, how much of it is true or not, but certainly it's stressing.
I mean, you know, it's definitely cause for concern. We'll say that, you know, I just needed a timeout. We went to Mexico over New Year's, right? Just to kind of like take a breather.
Sure.
And we're coming back into the country and people are like, oh yeah, did you know the capital? La, 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 la. And it's, you know, so it's, I think being good humored also helps a lot of people. If you can laugh at yourself and laugh at this experience, you know, laughter is the most amazing medicine.
I think then,
of course, it's a strengthening of faith, right? So I always have this saying where the truth will prevail or the heavens will fall, right? We have to, at the end of the day, because logic and reason is out the window. We've left that camp a long time ago.
Before
we try to impose logic and reason out of things that are clearly above our pay grade, most of us anyway. And so I think if we just try to go, okay, you know what can I control in my life?
Sure.
What do I have absolute effect over? Right. Yep. Like I have effect over my chihuahuas, at least I think I do. And so, you know, what are the things that I need to do for me? Like putting my oxygen mask on first. And, you know, we as women, we are literally hardwired to try to care for everyone else.
Yep.
So, and with all this sustained stress from so many different, you know, sources, we really have to really work on our self-care to keep ourselves mentally, emotionally, and physically balanced, especially if you have children or, you know, husbands or, you know, any sort of people that you care for in your life.
Yeah, everybody, we're listening to Dr. Erica Steele. And again, on the ticker, you can see where you can find her, Holistic Family Practice, VA, that's for Virginia.com. What got you? Why did you go into this field?
So I'm the product of two Marines, right?
Oh, okay.
My father was a drill instructor. My mother was in the Marine Corps. They met in the Marine Corps, interracial couple back in the early 80s. They were super progressive. And what happened was that, you know, at that time, the Marine Corps wasn't really concerned about families, right? They weren't concerned about keeping families together, let alone giving them skills to actually be parents, right? So they did what anybody does. You know, they came from difficult childhoods, difficult backgrounds. They ran away, joined the Marine Corps, met each other, right? Sex, drugs, rock and roll.
Love is love.
Let's get married. Oh, next logical step, let's have a baby, right? And then, so I kind of, you know, was dropped into an environment that really wasn't necessarily conducive to a child. And, you know, they struggled a lot, right? And because of that, I was kind of in the midst of all of that and being a very sensitive, loving, carefree, like love people, like have loved people from like day one. You know, I was very impacted by that. My mother, very brilliant. She was in healthcare. She was a nurse. Now is in social work. My father was in education. My mother eventually had a psychotic break when I was 8 years old. So I saw her go from this super vibrant,
right,
talented, amazing woman into literally like you just never know who you're going to get at any given time.
Sure.
And the sad part was her bathroom looked like a Walgreens pharmacy. And
yeah,
it just seemed to me that, you know, she would get on a combination. It would keep her stable for a period of time. And then she'd have another breakdown and back in the hospital, another combination. It was cycle after cycle.
Right.
She eventually drove to her more, Native American roots. So I also went to school with my mother. So I went to organic chemistry classes. I'm a prodigy. So I learned a lot about science and running around labs at a very early age, which is why I have a deep understanding of it.
Right.
So I go from all of that to then also going to like Native American sweat lodges and Vision Quest and acupuncture and rebirthing. So I grew up knowing that there was a science prove or disprove, but then there was also a faith-based healing that you couldn't prove or disprove, but it actually worked and people believed in it. So I eventually left my house at 16 years old and decided to go to school, to be a holistic doctor. And so to learn really how to heal people instead of just diagnose, treat, manage them.
Right. So let's get back really quickly to COVID and what it is you are suggesting to your patients that they do, that they ingest, that they take, that they buy in order to treat, if you will, or prevent and or treat the virus.
Yeah. And so I want to look at it from a frame of we're working with the body, right? So we're treating the body. We believe that the body can heal itself if it's given the right environment. So our job is not necessarily to worry about viruses, bacterias, all this stuff outside of ourselves, but rather focus on my immune system and building my immune system. So again, diet, right? So high protein. Protein heals the body.
Right.
You know, eliminating, if not reducing, your simple carbohydrate, your simple sugars,
right,
you know, your breads, your pasta, your rices, all that other stuff, right? Also, high dose vitamin C, like 2,000, 4,000 milligram vitamin C. Zinc, because that's why the taste and the smell goes away, because that's actually a zinc deficiency. So high dose zinc, 25, 50 milligrams of zinc, and then a lot of your antioxidants. So like vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, these are all great antioxidants.
Chocolate.
Yeah. Cacao.
Absolutely.
Just throw that in. Red wine.
I eat so much chocolate, I can never get sick. I'm telling you, I'm good. Anyway, so look, it's been great having you on the show. I do want to let everybody know that you are on Facebook, you're on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram is Holistic Family Practice. And LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook is Holistic Family Practices. Twitter, Dr. Erica Steele, and LinkedIn, Erica Steele, with an E at the end. There we are. You can see it right there on the screen. Holistic Family Practice VA, everybody. There she is, superstar, prodigy, Dr. Erica Steele. Erica, in closing, any other suggestions that you want to leave with the audience about how to be really good to themselves?
Yeah, I just really want to encourage everyone to trust your intuition. It's always your guide. It's always your greatest teacher, even when logic and reason doesn't even matter, right? And so, and I also think too, in building resilience, it's about the step you're on or the next step, not the final step or the last step. So we just focus on where we are in the process, take nice cleansing breaths, whatever you can control, even though control is an illusion, and everything else, just let it go because it really doesn't matter at the end of the day.
Let it go, everybody. You heard it here first and last because we're about to say goodbye to Dr. Erica Steele. Thanks everybody for joining in the Limelight with Clarissa. We will be back yet again, I think pretty soon. I don't know if we have another live today or maybe tomorrow. I'm not quite sure, but you'll know because you'll see it pop up everywhere on Facebook, on YouTube, on Periscope, and now even on Twitch. All right, everybody, be well. We'll see you the next time. Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening to this episode of the In the Limelight podcast, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. You can listen to this and all of my podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. You'll find all of my videos and the In the Limelight digital magazine on clarissabert.com. And don't forget to connect with me on social pretty much anywhere. Stay well until we meet again in the Limelight.